On WBAI New York, 2 hours before the noon march organized by the United for Peace and Justice Coalition, thousands filled the sidewalks and streets as the heat and humidity pushed the temperature to almost 85 degrees Fahrenheit. Many held banners and signs such as, "Say no to the war economy, Bush must go." There were people representing a large variety of causes impacted by U.S. policy, but each held in common opposition to the U.S.-led invasion and occupation of Iraq. WBAI Sunday News reporter Fred Nguyen was stationed at 7th Avenue and 23rd Street, where he spoke with some of those headed for the march.
What's your name?
Leah Obias with Justice Not War in the Philippines campaign. I just returned from the Philippines 3 days ago. My purpose for going to the Philippines was to learn about the struggle of different sectors in the Philippines, from peasants to youth to women. One of the themes that we covered during the trip had to do with development and displacement. And that refers to either government projects or private projects that were displacing folks from their land. For instance, one is the Batangas port, which will be the second largest port in the Philippines after Manila, and it will soon be an international port. Now, when the port was first built, it was backed by battalions of Philippine National Police and the armed forces of the Philippines. They forcefully demolished communities who had been living in the area for generations. Over 1,000 families were displaced. And so a lot of the struggles in the Philippines have to do with land. So many people are hungry in that country. There's really no work. And basically the major export of the Philippine economy is its people. You ask any Filipino, and they'll tell you, lawlessness is widespread. People get kidnapped, people get killed, and there's really no accountability. So is that the kind of government that the U.S. government should support, supposedly for the war on terror?
My name is Jonathan Buxbaum. I'm a teacher at Queens College, and I'm also the chapter chair of the PSC, the faculty and staff union at CUNY.
So what's going on at CUNY?
What's going on at CUNY is that there's a constant struggle to increase funding from the state and the city, which has been cutting back funding for years, many years. And if you look at the figures, you can see that there's almost a one-for-one replacement of cuts in funding from the state and city and replacement by tuition. So in other words, the idea of a public university, as so many public goods these days, is being eviscerated and replaced by the idea of privatization and corporatization of the university. But so much of New York City labor, including the PSC, is committed to a politics of social justice. And social justice includes an anti-war position. We feel that the money that goes into the military, aside from the fact that it's being used to wage illegal wars, which are not helping anybody and certainly hurting the people in the United States, to say nothing of the people getting killed, that money could go into more socially progressive programs such as health care for one and public funding for public universities.
Tell me what your organization is about.
Sister to Sister is a collective-based organization in Bushwick, Brooklyn. We consist of Black and Latina women, and our primary focus is to end violence against women. And we're also working on multiple issues like ending the war and like what's going on in the war that is affecting our communities and the women over here and over there in Iraq. Basically, like, we're here to like show Bush that, you know, it's not right what he's doing, that he's taking away like benefits from us, like healthcare from women, and he's training like the soldiers over there to kill people, and then when they come over here, like, they just like start disrespecting their wives or their girlfriends, and that's how the domestic violence increases. And also, he's taking away education from us. He's putting more money over there. And some of us need jobs. Like, how are we going to survive? Like, it's hard to survive in New York City, being that the rents are going up and there are hardly no jobs. Like, what does he want us to do?